This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Protests continue over cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. In northern Pakistan, tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets, ransacking a restaurant, movie theaters, and mobile phone offices. In the Philippines, hundreds of Muslims protested at a Danish diplomatic office. And in Indonesia, importers began boycotting Danish goods today.
Here in the United States, some Muslim leaders are hoping to influence their counterparts in Europe and help diffuse the controversy. Imam Muhammad Majid is executive director of one large mosque in Northern Virginia. He's among those who've also met with European diplomats in Washington, D.C., urging them and Europe's Muslim leaders to build stronger ties.
We are trying to reach out to Muslims to explain to them that violence, burning embassies and so forth is not the way that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, himself would have responded to such an action or act against him. We would like to share with our friends and fellow Muslims in Europe how to address this issue by engaging in dialogue with their fellow citizens in Europe.
Now, last week on this program, we heard from a Muslim activist in Denmark who had played a key role in igniting the protests. He described to us how he reached out to Muslim leaders in Egypt and Lebanon to bring the cartoons to a wider audience, get people to protest against them. It sounds like you're doing not exactly the reverse of that, but you're offering what, a counter view?
We're offering that Muslims have a right to show that they're angry, but I do believe that the violence is feeding to the stereotype of what Muslims look like, and therefore is counterproductive.
And you don't think that European Muslim leaders know that already?
I think they know that, and I think some of them have really spoken against this. But I would like to see more of Muslims reaching out to their fellow Muslims around the globe and to tell them how to respond to this issue, because imams play a big role in directing people energy and respond to such an event like this. But if they protest by boycotting products and so forth, that's peaceful ways of doing it. In America, we have means and ways of doing this before in the civil rights movement, where people boycott a particular company or particular product because they feel that they have discrimination against African American. The role of leadership is to say, hold your horse. Let us contemplate and reflect how to respond to this in a way that is dignified, is honorable, and will be constructive.
It sounds like that you think that the Americans have something particular to offer the Europeans because of their experience in the U.S.
Yes, I do believe that. I do believe that Muslims in America, they're in a unique position to share their experience of how they respond to such a thing before in the United States. You have religious leaders in America before have called the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a terrorist. They call him different names. What happened then, Muslim talked to the high official in the government, including the President Bush, the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, and both of them have distanced themselves from those leadership. And we have people of other faith, from Jewish community, from Christian community, who came out and spoke against this. We have built interfaith alliances, develop a relationship with people of other faith to the extent that they come to our defense. That's what we would like to see happen in Europe, that people in Denmark, Christian leaders or Jewish leaders in Denmark, stand beside Muslims and speak against this kind of bigotry.
Is this something of a turning point for Muslim leaders in the U.S.? Because right after 9/11, Muslim leaders protested against attitudes in the U.S.
I do believe still there's a lot to be done in this country regarding backlash on Muslims and some laws and other things like that. And American experience, it shows that some people before us have went through a hard time in America, but they overcome through means of dialogue, participating in the political process, being able to create an alliances with other people, reaching out to other people. And that's what we are doing here in the United States.
Imam Majid, thank you for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure.
Imam Muhammad Majid spoke to us from the All Dulles Area Muslim Society, his mosque in Northern Virginia.